In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. For all the unpretentiousness of American society, it really does matter where you sit after all. Having jettisoned the royal throne of Great Britain, we seek the seats of royalty for ourselves. Do you know where I sat? The Rams game? 50-yard line, six rows back. You won't guess where I sat at the inauguration of the new governor. At his table. Yes, even I was invited to sit at the district president's table for the circuit counselor's dinner. I didn't realize I was that important in the district. Where we sit really does matter to us after all. It did to Solomon too. Here he is on David's mule on the way to David's throne. Solomon, the proper king in waiting, David's choice, the one who would make David's throne even greater. Yet there had to be some one-upmanship going on in the Kidron Valley with the pretender Adonijah. Probably something like the taunt of a first grade classroom, back and forth. My seat is better than yours. My seat is better than yours. In that way, Solomon, the greater David, was no different than the sons of thunder, who demanded from Jesus some pretty lofty seats of their own. What about the seats you occupy? Are they your personal thrones? The sedias of your dominion, where your pride and authority can rule unchecked? From your perch, do you treat your spouse and children as slaves? Do you prevail with the rightness of your perspective from the seat of your knowledge in this school of the prophets? Are you enthroned as king? Solomon would be enthroned as king in his father's place, yet it would not be the ultimate source of betterment for the throne of David. That seat has been taken by one of David's own who entered Jerusalem on the steed of a donkey to assume his father's throne. But a throne is only as good as the ruler who occupies it. Christ, anointed as Solomon was at Gihon, at his baptism in the Jordan as the final son of David, great David's greater son, knows that a throne is only as good as the servant king who fills it. So he exchanges his holy and exalted throne for one from which he can truly serve. A seat of wood on suspended timbers. The throne of your kingship. That's the throne for which this David longed. The throne of a true king of Israel. A servant seat. A throne from which to pour forth his gifts, the very blood of his life. From that pain-searing seat, David's greater son shepherds his people. For what kind of seat are you looking? The bishop's sedilla? Be prepared to take up a mule, ride upon it, and take up Jesus' throne. The pastor's chair is only as good as the servant who occupies it. A servant who feeds the people of Christ with the very life of this King of Israel. That is the seat into which you will be placed. No matter what chair we are given to fill, we are there as his servants. In the name of the servant king, from those seats in which you serve God's people in Christ, from those seats you will see one greater than Solomon returning on the glorious footstool of his clouds, to gather you around his eternal throne. May you all see Christ coming on the clouds of his majesty. Then he will gather you around his seat of glory, eyes and hearts fixed on him and the glorious wounds from his former throne, dazzling in the radiance of God's throne of light. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.